Okay, ladies and gentlemen, last orders, please.
Now,
come on. There comes a time when you realize you just can't carry on. Usually about 10:30 on a Friday night with you lot. No, seriously. There comes a time when you realize that as much as you love cleaning optics and changing barrels and mopping out loos, much as you love your regulars, you'd rather be sunning yourself on the deck of a luxury liner.
Hey!
No, that's okay. We'll be back. We'll be back for visits. Don't worry about that. For some reason, Mrs. Benton is quite fond of you all, and she sends you her very best.
Where is she, John?
Train was cancelled, Terry. She's staying another night at her sister's.
And she's taking the credit cards. You sure you can retire?
I'd just like to say thank you for coming, for braving the rain. Now, those of you that did, now you've all got homes to go to. We've had a weather warning, so I don't want to keep you out too late. None I...
He wants his cocoa.
I was going to let you stay for that lock-in, Terry, but you've just blown your chances.
I'll have one with you both. Make sure he behaves himself.
Well, who needs the sunshine anyway? Don't worry. I'll be thinking of you lot while we're having cocktails by the pool.
Three cheers for John Benton. Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Looks as if I've missed the party.
No, you're doing the sensible thing, packing it all in.
Yeah, when you get to our age...
What are you talking about, Anne? You look the same as the day we met on the training ground.
You're lucky Marjorie isn't here, you old charmer.
Hey, not so much of the old.
He's right, you know. Pretty as a picture in that uniform. You always said you were the bloom amongst us ugly vegetables.
How much have you had, Terry?
Oh, right. That'll be Charlie. Back for his brolly, I expect.
I heard an old soldier can get a warm beer in here.
Captain Yates, sir!
Plain old Mike, John. We're civvies now.
A force of habit, sir. Sorry. Mr. Yates, Mike. Come on in. Come on, get out of that weather.
Thanks. I wouldn't leave a dog out on a night like this.
Here! Regroup, Sergeant! How many left?
Just us, Captain. They were everywhere. We can't escape.
No. But Osgood and the Chief can. Greyhound One's out of the trap and running. It's up to us to keep the hostiles occupied. This way!
Run, ape warriors! We will find you. A Silurian never gives up the hunt.
John, it's great to see you again. So sorry I'm late. It's foul driving out there.
Oh, it's good to see you too, sir. Come in, take a seat by the fire there. I'll get us a bottle of the good stuff. Do you remember Corporal Thompson? Sergeant Waring's here too.
Well, I'm glad I didn't miss everyone.
Actually, it wasn't that much of a party in the end. The weather put most people off, and I haven't seen it so bad around here in years. Well, we'll say goodbye properly when the missus gets back.
People left early. I don't blame them. There's flooding on the Grasmere Road. Lucky I don't have that far to go.
All down to that global warming, isn't it?
I hear you and Marjorie are off to sunnier climes.
Well, we'll be taking a cruise around the Med first. Then we're looking at places abroad. It'll be hard to make the break at first, but we're up for new adventures, you know, Marjorie and me.
New adventures? I'll drink to that. Line them up, Mr. Benton.
Looks like you boys are in it for the night. I'd better make tracks before Grant starts worrying.
I've been saving this rather nice malt.
He gets a special one, does he? Officer's privilege.
R-H-I-P.
Are you sure you want to stay, Terry? I don't want you drowning your sorrows in here. Anne's a married woman. You had your chance 40 years ago, for goodness sake.
Yeah, but I didn't, did I? Because certain officers like showing off.
Now then, Terry, your not getting together with Anne was nothing to do with Mike Yates. He was never like that.
Thanks, John.
Oi, I am still here, you know, Terry.
You always did like to get one better, Yates. You weren't so cocky after that breakdown of yours.
Now, Terry, come on.
We've all had our trials to bear, haven't we?
What are you saying?
Terry, don't you dare. Terry, no. This is my pub, not a boxing ring. I won't have it. Now, Terry, calm down.
All right. I'm calm.
Look at yourself, Terry. An overgrown schoolboy brawling in the playground. Nothing changes, does it? Right, I'm off. You can apologise when you're sober.
Good night, love. Sorry about the... I'm sorry.
Not your fault. Thanks for a good evening, John. Tell Marjorie I'll call her when she gets back.
How much further?
Not far. Just up here, I think.
Can I just...
I see a light. There. That's the road. Come on.
Typical. I get the blame when it's him that started it.
Come on. A handshake. And we'll say no more about it.
Terry, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Say no more. I loved her.
Anne was just a good friend. There was never anything between us.
Liar.
Terry! No! Terry! Stop! Mind the whiskey, Terry! Terry! Put the stool down! Put it down, Terry!
Who's that? Is it Anne?
I'll get it. Terry, don't you move.
Mr. Benton?
Well, I never. Is it little Katie?
Hello, I'm Osgood. Is that actually Captain Mike Yates being threatened by a barstool?
Well done, my warriors. All the apes inside our caves have been put down, but some fled. I smell them.
The leaders have escaped, Grand Marshal.
Pity. But there is another close by. Let me focus. You feel a stab of fear, ape? There was a time when we could all do so much more with our minds. Some of us no longer have that power, so our scientists created devices to awake the same fear, to fill your skull with raw terror, clawing at its inside. I will recover those devices and remind ape kind of the natural order of this earth. Seize him!
No!
Your flight is over. Simian scum!
Come in here, sit down, and get yourselves dry.
Tell us what's happened.
It was all so sudden. Well, they took us by surprise. It was almost as if... they planned it all.
I'm very much afraid that they did.
Who did?
The Silurians.
Hold on. You mean the green, scaly, underground kind of Silurians?
Those are the ones.
We were at Scarfell. Inside the cave system, there's a hibernation nest under the mountain. It's one of many we keep an eye on. Well, you'd know better than most, Mike.
Of course. But there's been no Silurian activity reported for years.
Normally, the procedure is we go in, run a check on power levels, make sure all the lizard people are safe and sound asleep.
But Scarfell had been showing energy fluctuations, a build-up, then a surge. It was possible their systems were failing.
Thousands of people could be dying.
When you say people...
Silurian people, yes, Mr. Benton, but people nonetheless. We went in with a minimal assessment team, Bravo detail. Everything appeared to be normal. Captain Burmaster, what's the news?
Nothing unusual, ma'am. Osgood's down in the tunnels taking readings.
Show me.
Hello, ma'am.
All quiet down below?
Seems to be. There's a Silurian nest with several thousand occupants a kilometre or so beneath these tunnels, but I think everyone is sleeping soundly.
So what were the fluctuations?
Well, most of these nests rely on some kind of geothermal generator to keep running. Looks like this one built up an excess of unused energy and was venting.
Blowing off steam, eh? Well, I think we can let sleeping lizards lie. Have the troops stand down, Captain.
Yes, ma'am. Sergeant, this is Greyhound 6. Babysitter says we can move on out. Over.
Excuse me. Captain, is that me? Babysitter. Only I usually get to be a Greyhound too.
Osgood.
Sorry, Mom. Oh, hold on. Something might be happening.
Relay that order, Sergeant. Bring Bravo detail back inside. Arms at the ready.
See their fear. Already they sense we are close. Wait, brothers and sisters. We have bided our time until now. A few more moments.
Oh, no. I just ran the extra filters to be thorough. I never thought they'd actually show up anything like this.
Osgood? What is it?
It's a mask. A cover. There are dozens of empty cells down there. This place is awake.
Now!
Ugh, my scanner's dead.
Ready the transportation discs. Let us rise!
We're going to need excavation equipment.
I'll get right on it. Ah, the radio's out.
I'm not sure we'll have to dig. Looks like they're coming to us. Those holes opening up on the tunnel floor.
I recommend you evacuate, ma'am.
Osgood, with me. Captain, get your people outside.
Corporal, Private, with me.
No, not that way.
Corporal!
Get back, Captain. It's too late.
Geothermals, but geoprogramming too.
In English, Osgood.
The ground's been programmed to attack. It's taken them.
Attention, vermin.
Ma'am! Any sign of trouble, the sentries have orders to come in from the perimeter.
Comms are down. That should be sign enough.
Yes, so if it comes to it, you two need to run.
Let's hope it doesn't. I am Kate Stewart of UNIT, representing the ape-descended residents of this world we share.
I am Grand Master Jastrock. And this is our world.
Are we going to have a problem?
Not for long. He will very soon be dead.
Osgood, where's that voice coming from?
All around, Mom. The walls. They're using the cave like an echo chamber. I'd assume it's designed to unnerve us.
They're here. Warrior class from the look of the masks.
Stay clear of those tongues. The sting's lethal.
Yes, but they take a while to recharge. I'd hope they'd use them sparingly.
Pray she knew better than to walk into our hunter's lair.
Nah! Backup's here!
Hold your fire. This can be dealt with peacefully. You've taken our people. I want them back.
Maybe we should be a bit more formal. Grand Marshal Jastrock, we honour the legacy of Ogdell, and we appeal to the wisdom of your ruling triad.
Ha! Kill the apes!
Behind me, ma'am! Osgood!
Well, that answers that. Return fire, we'll call in reinforcements.
Go, take the jeep. Covering fire for the chief. Miss Stewart, Osgood, out of here now! Bravo detail, fire at will!
It's a massacre down there.
More than that, it was a trap.
But they've never done that before. I thought they were peaceful creatures.
All communications out. Phone, radio, everything.
Ugh, the engine's dead too. That sound in the caves, I know what it was. Something like an EMP targeting our technology. It's killed all the live electrical circuits.
Even the vehicles?
Well, I could try and reset the starter motor.
We don't have the time. All we can do is run. Do you know where we are?
It's the middle of nowhere, isn't it?
Not quite. There is somewhere we can go for help.
Really?
I was planning a social call tomorrow, but we'll just have to turn up unannounced.
Kate was right. There was somewhere we could go.
Here, the White Hart.
Here we go. Strong coffees all around. Terry, are you feeling awake? Sounds like we're all going to need our wits about us.
Thanks.
How did you know about this place?
Dad always meant to bring us up here when he got out of hospital, to pay a visit to Sergeant Benton's pub. Well, let's see if he's as good at serving rounds as he is at firing them, he said. He never got the chance.
Ah, he'd have been very welcome indeed, miss, any time. And you are too. So look, let's drink to him. Let's drink to the brig.
To Brigadier Lethbridge Stewart.
To the brig.
To the brig.
To the brig.
Yes.
Captain Yates, you were around when UNIT first started their Earth Reptile Initiative.
Yes. Well, after Wenley Moore, we didn't want to repeat.
I've only read the files. Dad didn't like talking about it. I understand the Doctor tried to sue for peace.
He almost succeeded, but the Brigadier blew them up. It was a difficult time.
One of the first commands I had for UNIT was soon after that. Touring the country, identifying sleeper bases.
Yo, we did some of that, didn't we, Terry?
Policy about the country, waiting for the Doctor's machine to go ping. That was a right old jolly.
But you did identify other bases.
Oh, lots, lots. We marked them on the map, and we even set up surveillance.
We established a monitoring system and made sure they were all checked at regular intervals.
And that's how I got to know about this pub. There's something you learn in UNIT. Wherever you are, you're never very far away from trouble.
Back then, you laid the intelligence groundwork we're still using today.
From time to time, other colonies did wake. But in the meantime, once they saw how many of us there were, they were happy to go back to sleep.
There were always rumours of a more radicalised group.
The hibernation of the entire race took place over a prolonged period. Different reptile subspecies, different tribes. Their politics were just as volatile as ours. The leader at Scarfell gave us a name, Jastrok. I know it. There's a flag in the files.
You've heard of him?
There aren't many individual Silurian names on record. I've memorised the ones we have.
I think the Doctor knew about him too. He warned the brig, if we ever found Jastrok's clan, we should leave well alone.
Sounds like we're not going to get much of a choice. What can we do to help, ma'am?
Osgood?
That pulse, whatever it was, knocked out any radios and phones we had with us. First thing we need is a line of communication. Do you have an internet connection?
I've been on it in for months to get Wi-Fi in the pub. Told you'd be useful.
Well, the mobile signal's pretty ropey at best of times, but I do have a landline, and there's a computer up in the attic.
Could you give Osgood a hand, Mr. Benton?
Well, this way, miss. And mind your head on the...
Ow.
Well, our priority now is to make a quick getaway and call for reinforcements. The likelihood is that the electrics in the cars outside have been trashed the same as ours.
And went off all right on a motorbike?
No microchips. And I suppose we may be far enough away to lessen the effect of the pulse. Maybe there is hope after all. Whose is that saloon car outside?
Mine, but it's top of the range, I'm afraid.
Ah.
That's the trouble with these latest models. The downside is microchips with everything.
But you never know, like you said, with a bit of distance and the wind in the wrong direction.
Terry here was a hell of an engineer. If he can't get it going, no one can.
Oh, in UNIT, that's quite an accolade. Can you live up to your billing, Sergeant Waring?
Hope so. Right you are then, Captain. Miss Stewart, let's take a look. Our people fought well. You schooled yourselves in death while we slept. How many of our warriors have fallen?
8, sir.
A respectable tally. But we have taken more than twice that number from you. Only you remain.
Name, rank, and number. That's all you're getting from me.
We shall see.
Grand Marshal, a vehicle approaches.
Our blood still pumps from the hunt. Let us not cool our hunger quite yet. Sport of it. Activate the pulse. Target that transport.
You four, with me, the rest of you, take this one down to the nest and prepare.
Here. This should be the right cable, ma'am.
You don't have to call me ma'am, you know.
Me and Captain Yates were just saying, you never really retire, ma'am.
Right. I've managed to flash the hard drive with my solid-state backup OS. Always keep a spare on my keyring. That's the right number and the right protocols. Fingers crossed we can get back online the old-fashioned way. Mr. Benton, should you have all these things in here? Is that a gargoyle from Devil's End?
It's just a few souvenirs, ma'am. Don't worry, everything's dormant. We did run it all past the Brigadier, you know.
How long has it been since you were on active duty?
Sometimes it feels like yesterday. Then I go down to the cellar to change a barrel, I'm on my knees and they give out. And quite honestly, that's why I've decided to retire. Don't ever get old, ma'am.
You'll see us all out. Well, the things you must have experienced. Autons, demons, chronovores. And the Doctor, of course.
Of course, of course. And then there was the time when all three of them turned up.
Three doctors at Unit HQ. That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
To be honest, it did get pretty hairy. Alien planets aren't everyone's cup of tea.
Aha! Got it. Unit's old VPN tunnel. I'll ping the IPs and see if they respond.
God, you're just like him, you know.
Oh, you mean my...
Like the Doctor. I mean, all that gobbledygook.
That's very nice of you to say. But I don't think any of us is quite like the Doctor.
John! We require your expertise. Car won't start.
You got everything you need, miss?
Yes, everything except a response. You go on.
Hello? Is someone there? Do you need help? Out here. Oh, it's you lot. Come on, then.
You could do better than that. Have you forgotten how they taste? Better, my warriors have their appetite. Where did you travel from? Is there more sport for us here to sharpen our senses before the battle truly begins?
This is a general SOS. All unit channels. Coordinates as stated.
Hello? Trap 1 receiving. Please repeat.
This is an urgent communication from Babysitter. Bravo detail. I'll try and clean up the signal.
Is that you, Osgood? What happened?
Josh!
I'm at HQ. I can barely hear you through the noise. I thought you went to Scarfell with Burmaster. No one can raise him.
No, there's been an incident. We're at the White Hart Public House near Grasmere. Licensee, Mr. John Benton.
Oh, I see. Well, wait there and I...
Hello? Josh? Hello?
Try it now.
I don't think it's going anywhere. The whole thing's fried.
Never mind. Even if we'd started it, I don't give much for our chances of making it more than a few miles.
Where's your 4x4, Terry?
Got a lift with Nigel. When the weather turned, I thought I might keep him the snug.
I wondered why you were so keen on a lock-in. I'd get my tools from the garage, but I don't think there's anything that'd work on one of these flash new engines.
That's the trouble these days. Everything's sealed up so you can't get your hands on it. Not like our day, when you could fix a fanboat with a lady's stocking.
Did Unit always have ladies' stockings to hand back in your day, Mr. Waring?
Depends who was on duty, Mark.
Well, it was worth a try. I suppose it's back to plan A. See if Osgood's made contact with anyone.
Hang on.
Well, who'd be out here in this weather at this time of night?
Is that Anne's bike?
Escape vermin! And more! The hunt on!
That's not Anne.
They're coming. Behind me, all of you.
Kate!
I take it you're all unarmed, so this is the only gun we have between us.
How many in the clip?
Not enough. I have to make every shot count.
They're coming from the back of the field as well.
Remember our traditions. Use the bows.
Terry, get back to the... I'm hit.
Benton.
It's my leg, sir.
Move this way. I'll cover you as best I can.
Good shot, ma'am.
Sergeant Wary, look out. Over the fence.
Terry.
John, with me. Don't look back.
Down, behind the car.
It's no use. Is it too much to hope that that's just an engine backfiring? Oh, no.
Four of us now. One wounded. Three of you, I think. A noble hunt. An even match.
Hardly even, when you've got all the weapons. We wanted to talk, Jastrok.
I am not interested in the chattering of apes. I am only interested in fashioning a cloak from your hides.
I don't know how much more the bodywork will take. The tank's half full. We should be hiding here when it goes up.
Agreed. We have to make a run for it. Get back inside the building. Mr. Benton, do you think you can make it?
Yes, ma'am. A 50-yard sprint. Yep, I'll manage.
Kate, can you get a clear shot on their bowman?
Takes him a moment to reload. Yes, I think I can. Yes, I think I can keep us all covered for long enough. Now, when I say run... Run!
Hello? Anyone there? Kate!
Close the door.
Thank you, Osgood. Now get it locked and barricaded.
Use the big table over there by the fire.
What happened?
Silurians. Mr. Benton got an energy arrow in the leg.
What about your other friend, Terry?
He didn't make it.
That's it. I'm out of ammunition. Can we board up this window, Mr. Benton?
Yeah, here. Use these benches.
The vermin are trapped. How are our bow warriors?
Rikala and Ictus are dead. Grand Marshal.
Theirs will be the last Silurian blood spilled this night. Look at their primitive carriages. These stupid apes will learn respect. Warriors, destroy these human machines.
Mr. Yates, use the wood, bar the doors.
Right you are.
I don't think that'll hold them for long.
They built these old coach houses to last, you know. Walls 2 foot thick, Cumbrian stone. We just need to defend the doors and the windows.
There goes my insurance. I'll stick to old bangers from now on.
I think Jastrok blew up our cars to intimidate us.
It's working.
Now, miss, we're a unit, remember?
It's all very well keeping the fighting spirit, but we've nothing to fight them with.
Well, you say that, sir, but I've got this...
How old is that blunderbuss?
Any ammunition for it?
No, but they don't know that. I could always use it as a club, sir.
Let's hope it doesn't come to hand-to-hand combat.
I do have something in my coat, but it's only good for one shot.
Then save it. We've got to be smarter than that. Is there somewhere we can conceal ourselves, Mr. Benton? Gather our thoughts.
Oh, there's lots of places, ma'am. And there's the attic, two rooms upstairs, the back room, and the kitchen and the beer cellar.
Won't take them long to search the building once they get in.
Somewhere that isn't obvious. Osgood, you've got that look.
Perhaps we can't fight, but there is something we can use against them. I was watching through the gap in the window and they shied away from the cars when they set them alight. They're reptiles.
And?
They're poikilothermic exotherms.
How does that help us?
I don't know yet, but it will.
I told you, just like the doctor.
Let's go through the back for starters. Get that leg bound. Mike, can you help Osgood with the table?
Certainly.
Mr. Benton, if you sit on the stairs...
Thank you, ma'am. There are some bandages in that drawer over there.
If all the reports are correct, and I've no reason to think that they're not, well, they can't regulate their own body temperatures, just like lizard species around the world today.
I still don't see how that helps us.
Well, sudden extreme changes in ambient temperatures will be debilitating for them.
That could be useful. They're not too tight, Mr. Benton.
No, it's okay. I'm getting the feeling back now.
I suppose if we could stun them somehow, then we might get a chance to outrun them.
Mr. Benton's not running anywhere, and our best chance of driving away from here just went up in smoke.
Actually, ma'am, there is another option. I've been working on it in the garage. I haven't got it running yet, but Miss Osgood's...
I think we were a bit optimistic. Wooden planks against energy weapons.
There's no sign that they're using those weapons just yet. I get the feeling Jastrock thinks it might not be sporting. It would sully the purity of the hunt.
Either way, it won't take them long to break in.
So let's use the time wisely. About those hideaways, Mr. Benton.
This one, this barrier shows weakness. Both of you, here.
We have them. This fortress was puny. Is this the best that 10 million years of evolution can achieve? Then our victory is assured. Search this place. Find the vermin!
They're in. Let's hope they haven't left any others waiting outside.
Well, I saw five of them to start with.
How many archers did you take out, Kate?
Two.
Sounds like maybe three inside the pub. That could be all of them accounted for.
We need to be absolutely certain before we make a break.
Oh, look, about that, man. You were right. I'm not going to be able to run.
Wait. They've gone quiet. I think they found something.
Are you hiding, apes? Are you... hibernating.
They are so very stupid. There is always a trail with mammals. Always a scent. You see, blood on the stairway and mud. Fear makes them easy prey indeed.
The elements betray you!
Footprints show us where they ran. They are hiding like their ancestors taking to the trees. They are on the upper level. Follow by warriors!
Sir, what is that smell?
Primitive food preparation. They char their meat, you know.
Are they in here?
Open the door and you will find out. See, not even locked. Stupid apes.
It will not open.
What is this? They stuff their bedding under the door. Animals. Push it. Soon, we shall feast.
That's our signal.
Sorry about your bedspread and barbecue, Mr. Benton.
Not to mention all that vodka. Let's get the cellar hatch open.
I just needed to set a fire and make it airtight so we'd get our backdraft.
Oh, don't worry, miss. It's all in a good cause. Anyway, the missus hated that wallpaper.
Looks like a clear run across the courtyard. No sentries. And it's stopped raining. Mr. Benton, you're sure you won't...
I'm sure. I'll only hold you up. Besides, if I stay, I can do what I can to slow them down. Here are the keys, ma'am. That'll at least get you into the garage.
And this one should start it up. Thanks.
You need to get the alternator back in first. I couldn't work out all the connections, but I'm sure Miss Osgood knows.
You think because it wasn't connected to the battery, it hasn't been fried?
Well, there's a good chance it has its own shielding.
Daring escapes have been founded on less...
And easy on the clutch. Your dad said she would be temperamental.
Go on, you two. Get it done.
Osgood?
After you, Mom.
John, I was going to give you this tomorrow. Your retirement gift. I know you've a license. It was supposed to be purely decorative, as was this.
That's my service revolver, sir. It's cleaned and polished. And with a bullet? It's engraved, "My friend, John Benton, NCO and gentleman." Well, I don't know what to say, sir.
I'm glad you like it. Right. Hopefully our departure will be noisy enough to draw them off, and they won't find you. But if they do...
You'd better go, sir. All those girls will leave you behind.
Good luck, Sergeant.
That should be it, Kate. Do you want to try the starter? I think we can safely say that worked.
Perfect. Now open up the shutters.
Look at that. She's still a beauty.
Mike, just in time. We won't have long before our lizard friends realise what's happening.
Who's driving? I don't think I trust myself with a superdrive.
Good old Bessie. A classic. Just like the brig.
He'd be proud. Benton's done a splendid job restoring her.
He sold second-hand cars for a while, you know. Goodness knows why. He was a terrible salesman. I think that's why the brig left Bessie to him as a joke. That's not the only reason he'd be proud, you know.
Tell you what, Mike, why don't you take the wheel?
Okay. Changes in temperature, Miss Osgood said. Let me see. All right. Well, you've had your heat. Now, let's see how you cope with air conditioning. Right up to the maximum. I think that's... I told Marjorie it was worthwhile. It gets ever so stuffy in the summer. Well done, Bessie. Well done. I knew you could do it.
We are cheated. Those apes have cunning. They too can set traps.
Another vehicle has gone.
Give me your bow. One of the apes may have stayed to set this machinery running. If it is still here...
Grand Marshal just struck a signal from the nest.
But I wanted to kill all the humans. Give me that.
That's enough. Better stop before the system blows out. There's still one up there. If I could get to those stairs, I... Right. If this is it, I'll be sure to take one of them with me. Thank you, Captain Yates. Come on. Just a little closer.
Sergeant, don't shoot. It's me.
Ma'am! Oh, good!
I don't know if it was the same in your day, John, but it's not in my nature to leave a man behind. Here, I'll help you up. Oh.
Thank you.
I do not like to leave a hunt unfinished, but we have no choice, my warriors. We have a greater goal. Do not fear. Very soon we will be slaughtering the apes in their thousands. But the message was clear. The fuel cells are overloading. The nest is near critical. We must return now.
I remember the last time I saw this old thing. We were going to see the palace.
You were visiting the Queen?
Crystal Palace, against West Ham. The brig went under protest. He was more of a rugger man.
Do you think Kate got to Mr. Benton okay?
They'll be fine. Those lizard chaps seem to be in rather a hurry to leave. You think they were heading back towards their caves?
Yes, that's the way we came. Hopefully. Aha!
You really are a miracle worker.
Thank the doctor. The glove compartment radio's a little old-fashioned, but it works.
Managed to sabotage it and escape.
That's Captain Burmaster.
The officer who was with you at the caves.
Say again, Greyhound 6. We're homing in on your position.
Yes, and that's Josh. Sorry, Captain Carter.
Repeat. Power couplings at Scarfold Green Base are overloaded. I was left to my own devices. I managed to sabotage the controls and escape. I'm outside now, inside of the road, about 2 miles south of the caves.
Roger that, Captain. Greyhound 3 on my way.
You know where they're going?
Yes, I'll direct you. At least now we know why Jastrok left in such a hurry. I saw the readings on their power grid. If it's overloading, there's going to be a very big bang.
There you are, Mr. Benton. I think we've earned this.
Oh, thank you. It's a miracle. The bottle's in one piece, and so am I.
It's a pity the same can't be said for your pub.
Oh, that's all right. I expect the brewery would want to redecorate anyway. To new beginnings, eh? To new beginnings.
New beginnings.
And to Terry, and Anne, and in fact, to everyone else who died tonight.
Well said, Sergeant. To units fallen. And I think the sun's coming up. Do you hear that?
What is it, ma'am?
I believe it's the cavalry.
Are they coming here?
Osgood must have got a signal. They'll be on their way to rendezvous.
That way, Corporal. Have them scour the area in groups and fan out.
There he is. Josh! Halt!
It's all right, Corporal. Don't you recognise Bessie? Osgood.
Captain Yates, this is Captain Josh Carter. I guess you could say he's the new you.
Ah, yes, the fellow with the plastic bones. We must compare Auton war stories sometime.
An honour, sir. Though I gather we've a different enemy in common today. Where's the boss? Thought she'd be with you.
No, but she should be safe. Back at the White Hart.
Isn't that where you came under attack?
Yes, but we think the Silurian priorities changed. Thanks to another one of our own.
What happened?
Why don't you ask him yourself?
Captain Carter, I recommend everyone takes cover as soon as possible.
We should be able to see our people on the road when they come to pick us up.
Have you noticed that noise, miss?
Yes. It doesn't sound good, does it?
You said you went to that nest to look into some kind of power surge?
Yes. I wonder, could it be that...
I guess the Silurian base is over there.
It was. We'll have to go and see what's left of it.
That's very impressive, Captain Burmaster.
I just used your analysis, Osgood. Some of us do pay attention in the mission briefings, you know.
Oh, good.
I was being held near the control center. The guards were distracted. I got to the power dampers and managed to rig up a surprise, a small explosion. They rushed in and I used one of their transport discs to get back to the surface.
Really? That's incredibly resourceful.
I'd already reconfigured the main cells and turned off the coolant. Didn't take much to tip them into overload.
Burmaster was among the best in my electrical engineering classes. Almost as good as me.
Coming from Josh, that's quite an admission.
With the leader off chasing you and Miss Stewart, I think the others were still disorientated from their revival. To be honest, I don't think they'd realise quite how far we'd evolved.
Ah! Are you sure you're all right?
Oh, battered and bruised. I'm a lucky one.
Did anyone else manage to...
No, ma'am. No one else.
Here we are, the White Hart. Looks like you had quite a party.
John, you're still in one piece.
And you, sir. And I see Bessie is too. And did she handle all right, sir?
Like a dream.
Gentlemen, I might have to impose on you both for a debrief back in London.
I'm due in Geneva this week. But after that?
We'll set a date. It should give Mr. Benton a chance to see our medics. I'm hoping your retirement trip can be delayed.
Any news from the base? We heard the explosion.
The initial reports are saying all the lizard people inside it are dead.
And Jastrok?
It's hard to identify individuals. Captain Burmaster did a remarkable job. I'm sure we'll have the full story by the time you both come to HQ. Have you ever been to the Tower of London?
I'd like to take a look around the place to see modern-day unit in action.
You and me both, John. I've had quite enough of prehistory.
Are you ready?
Yes, Grand Marshal. The primary nest has been destroyed. There will be no trace of our route through the mountains for the humans to find.
We salute the sacrifice of our sleeping brethren. We have put our farmers and scientists to their best use. They serve us in death.
The apes must believe us utterly destroyed for now. It is almost time to wake Triska and her warriors.
My loyal comrades! We are ready for the next phase. I say again, we are ready! The humans have no idea that they have already lost. That we are the superior strategists. It has always been this way. Since the dawn of life in this world. Since the first stinking apes climbed down from their trees and tainted our lands. Now is the time to take back what is ours. This is the way of Grand Marshal Jastrok. Jastrok, the lawgiver! Jastrok, the warrior! Those petty politicians with their triads and councils. Octel, Skibus, Eldane, Karana. Those who call themselves leader in peacetime. They know nothing of war. But where are they now? They sleep, scattered across these islands. But I am awake, as are you all, the faithful few, the warriors! Victory cannot be won without sacrifice. And we have made our first. First, allow the enemy to think you are defeated. Then, strike while they are unaware and defenseless. Activate the control signal. And use the enemy's own troops against them. Behold. This one now believes the story we have implanted. And its ape brain is completely under my control.
Don't worry, Captain. Sounds like we'll have you back on duty in no time.
Yes, sir. Can't wait.
You got out with barely a scratch? You're in a better state than Mr. Benton.
I just got this pounding headache. After effects of the adrenaline, I expect. I could do with a lie down.
Well, I think we all could. Why don't you get your head down for the journey back?
You can ride up front with me, Osgood. Tell me all about it.
Well, I was hoping for a bit of a snooze too, actually.
You have a new superior now. The conditioning is complete.
Hear you, Jastrok.
You will hear and you will obey. You serve the Silurians, and we are the masters.